Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Escape from Capitalism and Intervention is a 2026 economics and political economy book by Clara E. Mattei that challenges the idea that capitalism is natural, inevitable, or scientifically neutral, drawing on history, institutional analysis, and critique of orthodox economics. The book argues that many widely accepted economic policies are not objective necessities, but political choices that protect wealth and preserve market dependence. Mattei focuses on how concepts such as austerity, inflation control, unemployment, balanced budgets, and central bank power are used to justify inequality and restrict democratic control over economic life. Rather than treating poverty and joblessness as unfortunate side effects, she presents them as structural outcomes of a system designed to benefit owners and creditors. The book is written as a direct intervention in contemporary debates about economic democracy, socialism, and the limits of technocratic policymaking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, capitalism as a historical system, not a natural law. A central argument of the book is that capitalism should not be treated as the default condition of human society. Mattei frames it as a relatively recent social arrangement that was built through policy, coercion, and institutional design, which means it can also be replaced. This matters because many mainstream economic narratives present market society as if it simply emerged from human nature or from objective efficiency. By rejecting that assumption, the book shifts the debate from whether capitalism has always existed to whether it still deserves legitimacy today. That move is important intellectually because it opens space for comparison with alternative systems instead of assuming there is no alternative. It is also politically important because if capitalism is historical rather than natural, then the rules that sustain it can be changed through democratic action rather than accepted as permanent constraints. Secondly, austerity and budget discipline as tools of power. The book gives special attention to austerity, balanced budget thinking, and public spending cuts as instruments that protect existing wealth rather than repair economic problems. Mattei argues that these policies are often presented as sober or responsible management, yet they frequently produce social pain by reducing services, weakening labor power, and shifting costs onto ordinary people. In this reading, budget discipline is not a neutral technical standard, but a mechanism for enforcing market dependence. Governments may cut tax enforcement, reduce public employment, or restrict social provision while claiming fiscal necessity. But the deeper effect is to preserve the bargaining power of creditors, employers, and asset holders. This topic is distinct because it shows how abstract fiscal language becomes practical political control. The book's value here lies in making austerity legible as a class project, not merely a mistaken policy choice. Thirdly, inflation, unemployment, and the deliberate management of labor. Mattei also interrogates the conventional explanation of inflation control and unemployment. She argues that dominant economic models often treat some unemployment as necessary, even desirable, in order to keep wages low and workers compliant. In this framework, recession and joblessness are not accidental failures, but functional tools that discipline labor markets. The book uses this critique to challenge the usual claim that central banks and policymakers are simply preventing instability for the public good. Instead, tighter money and higher unemployment are presented as ways of reasserting control when workers gain leverage. This is a crucial theme because it exposes the human cost hidden inside technical policy talk. Readers are asked to see inflation policy not just as a fight against rising prices, but as a conflict over who bears economic sacrifice and who benefits from it. That makes the topic especially relevant for understanding why macroeconomic policy is never purely neutral. Fourthly, why economic expertise often disguises political choice. Another major concern of the book is the authority of economists, central bankers, and policy experts who describe their decisions as apolitical and scientific. Mattei disputes this self-image by showing how economic theory can encode value judgments that favor employers, investors, and the wealthy. The book suggests that models and textbooks can make unequal outcomes appear natural by dressing them up in the language of efficiency, necessity, or mathematical objectivity. This is not a rejection of all economics, but a critique of how expertise can narrow democratic debate by presenting contested choices as settled truths. The importance of this theme is that it helps readers understand why policy debates so often feel closed before they begin. If experts control the language of realism, then alternatives can be dismissed before they are seriously considered. Mattei's intervention is to restore politics to economics and to remind readers that technical authority does not remove moral responsibility. Lastly, economic democracy and the search for alternatives. The book does not stop at critique. It also points toward economic democracy and forms of collective resistance. Mattei emphasizes that if capitalism depends on enforced dependence, then liberation requires institutions and practices that let people shape economic life directly. That can mean stronger labor power, community-based alternatives, or broader social control over investment, work, and distribution. The point is not to offer a single blueprint for replacement, but to show that alternatives are politically imaginable and historically grounded. This topic broadens the book from diagnosis into democratic possibility. It is important because many anti-capitalist books focus only on exposing injustice, while Mate also asks what kind of economy would better serve ordinary people. The result is a book that combines critique with a serious argument for rebuilding economic decision-making around human needs rather than profit alone. In conclusion, Escape from Capitalism and Intervention will appeal most to readers interested in political economy, socialism, labor politics, and critiques of austerity. It is especially useful for people who want to understand why familiar economic policies often feel unavoidable, even when they produce inequality, insecurity, and democratic weakness. The book offers practical intellectual value by training readers to recognize how fiscal discipline, inflation policy, and expert language can function as tools of social control. It also helps readers connect abstract macroeconomic debates to everyday experiences of wages, work, public services, and economic vulnerability. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its refusal to treat capitalism as a malfunctioning system in need of repair. Instead, Mate argues that it often works exactly as designed for those at the top. That sharper framing gives the book a distinctive place among anti-capitalist economics books. It is not only critical, but structurally political in how it explains the economy and in how it imagines democratic alternatives. If you would like to support Clara E. Mate, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.